This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the greatest foreign policy initiative, and I put greatest in quotes, very much so, by the Biden administration has to do with re-entering the Joint Comprehensive Policy Agreement, the JCPOA, on Iran's nuclear program. They want to get back into business with Iran, especially now that a real hardliner, a war criminal, a bloody-handed executioner has been elected president in their rigged election. He basically had all of his potential competitors disqualified. That's not true about the race in New York City, which we will get to. But in terms of that new regime coming in Iran, still under the Ayatollah Khamenei, who is the supreme leader, as he is called, we'll talk with John Bolton, who was National Security Advisor for President Trump briefly. He was UN Ambassador under President George W. Bush. And John Bolton knows a great deal about the dangers of Iran's nuclear program. We'll also talk to him about the reports that now say that after the United States finishes its withdrawal from Afghanistan, a withdrawal begun under President Trump, continued under President Biden, once we're gone from Afghanistan, the regime will collapse in about 6 months. So what then? We'll ask Ambassador Bolton. But first up, this gigantic threat to American democracy, we are told, that is represented by the arguments about different approaches to arranging U.S. elections. This is a crazy issue. It's particularly a crazy issue since one of the concerns that the Democrats love to trumpet is the concern of getting more and more and more people to vote. And it's a legitimate concern. I do think it's a bad thing for the country if someone is elected president with a minority of the votes. You should have a majority, and I know that's not the way our system works. We have an electoral college system that was set up way back in 1787, but fine. It is better for the country if you can say that a government has been installed with an enthusiastic participation of the electorate. It's why, wherever it happens to be, when they look at New York, where they don't have final numbers yet, but it's not a good sign of health or popularity or confidence for the Democrats who have been running New York ever since Michael Bloomberg actually departed from the scene. And he was kind of a Democrat, and he was also a Republican at one point an independent. But now it's all Democrats as far as the eye can see in New York, and people are so disillusioned with the way things are going that nobody's going out and voting. And how do you say that there is a threat to democracy when you just had record turnouts in a presidential election? The highest turnout since 1908, for goodness sake. And particularly among what people call marginalized groups. So what is it exactly that is wrong with our system of allowing people to vote, counting the votes, apportioning the votes? Here is the analysis. It's clip number 16 by CNN legal analyst. He's just returned. He was a little bit embarrassed by a meeting at the New Yorker where he took a hands-on approach to his job. Unfortunately, it came across in Zoom. Jeffrey Toobin. Here is what he says about this voting bill that was blocked successfully by Republicans yesterday in the U.S. Senate. Listen.
What I think is interesting is there are two big issues before Congress right now. There's infrastructure and there's voting rights. And infrastructure is sort of the classic stuff of politics. You know, how much do you spend on roads and bridges? How do you pay for it? And that should be the stuff of compromise. The voting rights is very different. This is life or death for the democracy. This is about whether the people are going to control their government or the government is going to decide how the democracy works or doesn't work. And I just think one of them is an existential crisis for the United States, and the other seems like it's going to be worked out.
An existential crisis for the United States? And he says the question is, who is going to control the way we vote, the people or the government? Well, wait a minute. The government is chosen by the people. That's what voting is about. What is that? And this is the kind of issue, and it drives me crazy that people get so excited about it. The governor of Texas, who's a good man, Greg Abbott, has just called the Texas legislature back for a special session because you may remember they had this Texas reform bill for reforming some of their voting procedures. And the Democrats knew they were going to lose the vote. They control neither house of the state legislature in Texas. So they walked out in the middle of the night. They didn't get a quorum. They didn't get to vote. Now they have a special session. And you know what one of the big issues is? One of the big issues is that Greg Abbott and the Republicans want to take away all-night voting. I'm serious. That all-night drive-through voting in Harris County, where Houston is. And really, this is a life-or-death issue for democracy? Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the med.
And thank you so much for coming down here and promoting God. It's what the country needs. One of the worst pandemics this once God-based USA is facing, I think, Michael, and one of the worst in history, is not COVID. It is the pandemic of evil and cruelty that is spreading like a wildfire that you so eloquently sounded the alarm for last at the end of last hour. And whether it be the cancel culture, critical race theory, the disgusting murders of God's innocent little children, the attacks on police, the absurdly, almost obscenely lenient Gascon out here, the attorney general who commutes sentences for bloodthirsty murderers. Michael, it's a pandemic of evil, and the only solution is your great book, God's Hand on America, is to get back to God. I think we need a revival. Every good citizen in this country should commit to restoring this nation to what you eloquently referred to as the kingdom of kindness in our everyday lives. Treat everyone equally, as the great Martin Luther King said, whether we're at the gas station, the grocery store, personal interactions, and fight honorably but boldly against this horrible, evil pandemic. I think we need a reawakening of God in this country, Michael, because human nature, as you know, left to its own devices without God, absolutely is vile.
I mean, look, I think you're right, and the idea that human beings are basically good and you can trust human beings to be basically good, just go over to one of those homeless encampments, and you're not going to see a whole lot of goodness. Not with a little two-year-old, or she may be three, abandoned at a City Hall Park homeless encampment. Look, Tom, what you're saying is profound, but it's one important sidelight on it, is it's not just about what you believe. It's about patterns of behavior, what you commit yourself to in patterns of behavior, which is why the most important verse in that Bible that you're talking about is love your neighbor as yourself. And as I was trying to emphasize yesterday, it doesn't just say love your neighbor, though it could. The text, and again, holy to Jews and to Christians, to Muslims, to people all around the world, love your neighbor as yourself also tells you to have some love, some respect, some pride in yourself. Because if you think you're nothing better than an animal and you're about nothing more than gratifying your own immediate needs, well, then you're not going to have much love to give to your neighbor. What about any love or respect or future understanding with the brutal government in Iran. We'll be talking about that with former UN Ambassador, National Security Advisor John Bolton, coming up on the Medved Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, they just finished their New York primary election, first one ever in New York City with ranked voting. They also finished a big election in Iran Not a lot of surprises there, because any of the opposition to the extreme hardliner who's elected the new president, that opposition was disqualified. So is it true, as some people associated with the Biden administration have suggested, that the election of a new hardline, very hardline president, who actually may have been involved in the execution of thousands of people back in the days of the Islamic Revolution, that change is going to make it better for the Biden administration, their effort to renegotiate the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal? John Bolton doesn't think so. And John Bolton knows a great deal about all of this. He is the 25th United States ambassador to the UN from 2005-2006, and the 27th United States national security advisor to the president from 2018 to 2019. He has written a recent piece on Iran suggesting that reviving the nuclear deal is dangerous fantasy. He's also author of the best-selling book, surprisingly readable best-selling book, by the way, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Ambassador Bolton, always great to talk to you. Do you believe that there's any good news within the election results from Iran?
Well, thanks for having me on. No, look, this is an election that the Ayatollahs were determined would not go wrong this time, and turned out they were able to get it exactly as they wanted. Many people think the new president-elect is in line to become the third supreme leader when the current supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, dies or leaves office. And I think this is simply going to continue and amplify Iran's very dangerous behavior on nuclear weapons, on ballistic missiles, on support for terrorism, on conventional military activity in places like Iraq and Syria. I think the regime gets more dangerous. There's no evidence whatever that they've made any kind of strategic decision to give up the pursuit of nuclear weapons. In fact, all the evidence is to the contrary.
Okay, one of the things that people who justify the Biden administration position, which is very different from yours, one of the things they say is, well, the only reason that Iran wants the nuclear weapons is as a deterrent to the United States or Israel making any strike against them. And we have deterrence, so why shouldn't they have deterrence? To which Ambassador Bolton says,
well, the United States is no threat whatever to Iran or any government that doesn't pursue weapons of mass destruction or the support for terrorism that affects others outside their national boundaries. And Israel has had nuclear weapons for a long time. There's nobody in the Middle East, that thinks that Israel is a threat to them. They understand fully that Israel's capabilities are for defense. So this is just part of a myth that the proponents of the regime in Iran have been spreading. They are the danger. They're the ones conducting support for terrorism outside boundaries, ranging across the Middle East with conventional forces from Lebanon to Yemen. And they're the ones that others in the region fear, not just the United States, not just Israel, but other Arab nations in the region who fear what the Ayatollahs in Iran are up to.
In the unlikely event that Joe Biden were to pick up the phone and give you a call and say, Ambassador Bolton, we have some disagreements, but you know a great deal about American foreign policy and security policy. What should I do about Iran? What would you say?
I'd say the first thing you should do is intensify your consultations with the government of Israel and the Gulf Arab states that have been allies of the United States for many years now. Ask them what they think the threat to peace and security in the Middle East is, and ask what they would do to try and contain it. I really think that there's nothing wrong with working in your friends and with allies at all, but the friends and allies who care most about the threat of Iran are in the Middle East. They're not in Western Europe. And I think that alone would have a profound effect on Joe Biden. The other thing he might do is read the book that I reviewed in the Wall Street Journal called Iran's Perilous Pursuit of Nuclear Weapons by David Albright and his colleagues reviewing the nuclear archive that Israel stole from warehouse in Tehran some time back that shows how Iran has systematically lied for more than 20 years about its nuclear weapons program. Book is really the most comprehensive, unclassified description of the Iran nuclear program that's ever been written. Much of the stuff that was in there I first saw in a classified fashion. I'm delighted it's now out in public, and I think it's well worth everybody who cares about Iran and the threat Iran poses reading with some care.
Well, then we'll put your book review, post it from the Wall Street Journal, right up at our website at michaelmedved.com. What about another report in the Wall Street Journal today about an intelligence assessment, very serious one apparently, that the Afghan government could collapse 6 months after U.S. withdrawal, which means the clock is ticking. We doing the right thing to withdraw all of our support for what is left of the Afghan government?
No, I think it's a tragic mistake. I think it's going to be horrible consequences for the people of Afghanistan, but it's a very severe setback to U.S. strategic interests, even more importantly. To be there, to have a counterterrorism platform in Afghanistan, to be able to watch what's going on next door in Pakistan to the east and Iran to the west, to keep our NATO allies there doing training and assist missions for the Afghan army. These are ways to help keep stability. This is insurance against Taliban coming back into power and Afghanistan once again becoming a haven for international terrorists as it was before 9/11. Look, we have not been at war in Afghanistan in any sensible meaning of that term for many years. And I know people talk about ending endless wars and war weariness. It's going to be a lot wearier if we're subject to a terrorist attack again. And I think Biden is making a mistake. I think Trump was making a mistake by negotiating with the Taliban to begin with. But whatever the cause here, an American withdrawal is going to be a sad chapter in our history. I just hope it's not a mortal chapter in a few years when the terrorists regroup there.
That's John Bolton, his book, which is fascinating reading. It gives you a sense of what goes on inside the White House. His book, The Room Where It Happened. And that's also posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. With all of these problems facing the new administration, there's a new poll that shows that there are elements in government, Democratic-controlled elements, that are far less popular than the White House. What are those parts of government? We'll let you know coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
As crime continues to rise across the nation, President Biden is giving a major speech outlining his strategy for keeping the nation safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, everything is viewed right at the moment in a partisan lens, even though we are a year and a half away from the very important midterm elections. It is election season, election primaries in New York. We have elections coming up in New Jersey and Virginia this year. And so the Gallup poll, which was completed, wrapped up on June 18th, just a couple of days ago. It shows that the President of the United States has an approval rating that has grown up slightly since May. President Biden, approval rating at 56%. It's up from 54% a month ago this time. But while American support for Biden is holding firm, reports Gallup, the country's approval of Congress slipped to, are you ready? 26% this month. Okay, John McCain used to say that kind of approval rating means it's kind of limited to paid staff and immediate family members. It's down from 31% in May when it wasn't great. But look at what this means. Biden, who is supposed to be the leader of the Democratic Party, he has an approval rating that's solid. It's 56%. Not going anywhere. And Democrats, their approval rating is cut way down and is now down to 26%. It's half of Biden's approval rating. Less than half of Biden's. It is pathetic. And part of the reason I believe that that is there is because what you have here is big, big talk about these grand plans on infrastructure and above all their number one priority, the For the People Act. And honestly, when you look at the For the People Act, it is not calculated even to be popular. There's this item also. It's very important politically. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is led by Rick Scott, the great U.S. Senator from Florida, and I think he's an exceptionally fine U.S. Senator, as he was a good governor. Maybe not as good as Ron DeSantis, current governor of Florida, but Rick Scott, good guy. And the NRSC just launched two TV ads yesterday. One of them they set up in Georgia, targeting Senator Raphael Warnock, who's going to be facing re-election in 2022. The other up in New Hampshire, targeting Senator Maggie Hassan. And Maggie Hassan, last time she won by less than 1%. It was very, very close. It's possible she'll be running as the very popular Republican governor in New Hampshire. And look, if either one of those two gets defeated, that would be enough if Republicans hold their own and their own seats and don't get tied into internecine warfare. Enough to give Republicans control of the Senate. Now, what are these two ads that they launched? Both ads criticize the Democratic incumbents for supporting the For the People Act. Why? Because that act, in its 800 pages, provides public taxpayer money to pay for political advertising. I mean, it's completely outrageous for members of Congress. First of all, if you want to do something like that, let a municipality do it. They're doing that here in Seattle now, where people give grants. You can designate on a form that you want some money that's allotted to you to go directly to one politician or another. Now, you can't give it to yourself, but you can give it to some politician. I think it's stupid. It's bizarre. But at least that is a local decision by the morons who currently run the city of Seattle. And yes, I know that it's very popular among people on the left side of things in this town. But the idea of welfare for politicians, especially when campaigns cost so much, that you're going to ask taxpayers to foot part of the bill, I think that leaves people very vulnerable on that issue. And good for the NRSC in going after Democrats on this issue. There's also this on the Arizona Senate race. Now, the Arizona Senate race is very much like the Georgia Senate race. In Arizona, John McCain died. He was replaced by appointment for 2 years by Martha McSally. Then Mark Kelly won the remainder of Senator McCain's race. But he has to face re-election next time. And One Nation is a group that is aligned with Mitch McConnell. It launched a big digital campaign yesterday calling on Senator Mark Kelly to back the filibuster. And it highlighted his colleague, another Democrat, Kyrsten Sinema, who's actually shown some courage and integrity by supporting the filibuster. She just ran a very good column about it in the Washington Post. Because the idea that you're going to blow up the filibuster and change the Senate for all time for the sake of installing some of the changes that are supposed to be part of the For the People Act and part of the defense of democracy, so people on the left claim, it's ridiculous. It's now the... that this is going on, it's worth taking a look at some of the way it's covered in the press. In the New York Times, what they write about the For the People Act, as they quote Chuck Schumer, the Democrat of New York, the majority leader, saying, "In the fight for voting rights, this vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. We will not let it go. We will not let it die. This voter suppression cannot stand." What voter suppression in particular are they talking about? By the way, if you want to answer that, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. If there are people out there who are actually deeply concerned about what is called voter suppression, if they got rid in Texas of all-night voting in Harris County, or if they all of a sudden changed the hours for when people are able to vote, is that voter suppression? How does that work? I mean, what are they talking about? And, again, he's trying to racialize everything. That's part of what they're doing. Says, but the Republican blockade in the Senate, so says Nicholas Fandos in the New York Times, the Republican blockade in the Senate left Democrats without a clear path forward and without a means to beat back the restrictive voting laws racing through Republican-led states. For now, it will largely be left to the Justice Department to decide whether to take challenges to court, a time-consuming process with limited chance of success. Of course not, because the Constitution does not give courts the right to set up the procedures for voting. They give that right in the Constitution to the state legislatures. Democrats' best remaining hope to enact changes rests on a long-shot bid to eliminate the legislative filibuster which Republicans used yesterday to block the measure, called the For the People Act. Seething progressives pointed to the Republicans' refusal to even allow debate on the issue as a glaring example of why the Democrats in the Senate must move to eliminate the rule and bypass the GOP on a range of liberal priorities while they still control Congress and the presidency. Look, this is an inside baseball concern, frankly, but it is deeply important because one of the things about the House and the Senate, one of the reasons we have two houses of Congress, unlike most democracies that have one House of Parliament, is they're supposed to be different. And the Senate is supposed to be more deliberative. We'll talk about Kamala Harris talking about, quote, the real issue here, coming right up on the Medved Show.
Pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The things that troubles me is the fact that on many of the issues that are confronting this new Congress, this new president, there really is a lot of misreporting. And the whole For the People Act, which used to be H.R. 1, the For the People Act is being portrayed, and you see this in television news, and you see it in columns, and you see it right in the news coverage in the newspaper, in the Wall Street Journal even, and in the New York Times and elsewhere. They lose the narrative, and let me tell you exactly how they do. Because the way that this is being portrayed is the For the People Act is a last-ditch stand to protect voting rights. It's to prevent voting rights from being taken away by these terrible Republicans and state legislatures, people like Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, who is calling a new special session of the legislature. It's all defensive. That's why we need For the People Act, so they don't take away our voting rights. Here is Vice President Kamala Harris speaking to the press after they failed to force a debate even over the so-called For the People Act, and they lost by a 50-50 vote. And in order to force an address, it's not enough to have the vice president break the tie. They needed to get there with 60 votes. They didn't have it. They fell 10 votes short. Here is the Vice President of the United States talking about what she considers to be the core issue here. This is clip 7.
Nobody is debating, I don't believe, whether all Americans have the right to vote. The issue here is there actual access to the voting process, or is that being impeded? And the bottom line is that the President and I are very clear. We support S1. We support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And the fight is not over.
Okay. Are people being impeded from voting? They actually initiated this For the People Act to prevent people from being impeded with their votes. Do you know when? 2019. It was before the last election. And this is not a response to attempts in Georgia or Florida or Texas or other Republican-controlled states to go ahead and adjust some of the voting regulations. And most of the voting regulations that have been adjusted have not, any of them, eliminated early voting. They have made it more predictable. And we were going through an election in the midst of a pandemic. And yet, despite that pandemic, more people voted than ever before. And yet, in the midst of that massive turnout, they had already launched this For the People Act, because what they really care about is the stuff that people are not paying attention to and Democrats are trying to sweep under the rug, which is material like welfare for politicians, like creating a new federal mandate to have campaigns financed by the public's trough, and secondly, to try to restructure the whole Federal Elections Commission to make it less bipartisan, to give one party, the party in control of the White House and the Congress, that would be the Democratic Party right now, giving that particular party disproportionate control of the whole federal elections process. It's madness, as a matter of fact. And by the way, it's not based on any popular concern. When people talk about, well, government of the people and democracy, why not pay attention to what some of the ordinary Americans are saying, where a majority, according to every poll that's been taken, a majority of all Americans, overwhelming majority, about 80%, are in favor of voter ID. And even among Democrats, it's over 60% are in favor of voter ID. So are they trying to sell to people? This is why they are collapsing in popularity. This is why the approval rating for Congress of the United States has dropped by one half in 1 month. It's because they're harping on this crazy election detailing where they want to take away the right of individual states from making their own decisions about how to run their own elections and take it all to Washington. Here is Meghan McCain on The View talking about why this is going to damage the Democrats in the long run. Listen.
81%, which is not just a majority, it's a supermajority, statistically say that they think voters should have an ID to vote. That includes, what's fascinating to me is we have been told on shows like this and by many pundits on cable news that requiring an ID to show an ID in order to vote is akin to the Jim Crow South, that these two things are basically the same. And what's fascinating is this narrative and this rhetoric is just not being sold to voters. Joy, you may think that's true, but the vast supermajority of Americans do not. You need an ID to buy alcohol, cigarettes, adopt a pet, and purchase Advil, cold, and sinus. So it's interesting to me that that narrative isn't expanding anywhere. I think that's going to be a problem for voters going forward. I kind of think of it like how defund the police, no matter how much it was explained. We're seeing real concrete data that shows a huge majority of Americans in all states, not just red, but particularly in blue states, where we're seeing wave of violence and spikes in crimes right now. It is not selling. This is going to be a problem going into the midterms if your only narrative is that defund the police and having an ID to vote is innately racist. Those are going to be problems for Democrats because the average American just isn't buying it.
Okay, and let me tell you one of the reasons the average American is very smart not to buy it. Do we believe that our entire banking system is racist or our entire airline system is racist because you're required to show an ID before you can board? Now, it is certainly racist, and it's also illegal if somebody, a ticket agent, sees your ID, or a TSA agent sees your ID as you're checking in line to go on an airplane, and he notices on your ID and then looks up and tries to match the ID with a face. Oh, it's a person of color. Sorry, you can't get on the airplane. No, that's racist. And that's also illegal. And that's also ending your career, as it should, if somebody did something like that. But why is it somehow racist to require the same thing about voting, which is important, as you would require for getting on an airplane or for cashing a check? I mean, for goodness sake, it's insanity. This is why the basic public opinion here is so profoundly overwhelming against the Democrats. And concerning Texas and the situation there, Governor Abbott, a Republican, says the New York Times, had pledged to call for a special session after Democratic lawmakers staged an 11th-hour walkout last month that temporarily foiled the Republican effort to overhaul the state's election systems after a pandemic and delayed other GOP legislative priorities. Now the new session starts the clock again. The initial voting bill known as SB 7, this is in Texas, contained new regulations on absentee voting. It granted broad new autonomy and authority to partisan poll watchers. It escalated punishments for mistakes or offenses by election officials. And it banned both drive-through voting and 24-hour voting, which were used for the first time during the 2020 election in Harris County, home to Houston, and a growing number of the state's Democratic voters. Okay, does banning drive-through voting, which never existed until this last time in Texas, to ban drive-through voting, is that an assault on democracy? Really? Does anybody believe that? Is anybody mobilized by that? And somehow, does using the filibuster, requiring a life-changing, government-changing, nation-changing approach to our elections, putting all the power in the hands of the federal government and taking it away from states, requiring 60 votes for that, is that an assault on democracy? Tell you what's an assault on democracy. Free money. No strings, no questions asked from the federal government. Why is that so damaging? We'll talk to a former social services director for the city of New York and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.